Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week at the moment. I always say at the moment or currently or something because I used to not, if you're a new listener, I used to do a podcast randomly. Sometimes I would do once a week. Sometimes I would do twice a week. Sometimes I would do once a month. Sometimes I would do, you know, once every 5 months. So right now I'm in an iteration of Geeky Gay where I'm attempting to do every single day, Monday through Friday. And we'll see how long that lasts. But anyway, so my life is so busy at the moment. And I believe I finished the cruise update. So I don't even know what I did, but we'll just say that I finished the cruise update. So we stayed with Tim in Alaska. It was great. He fixed great food. He showed us all the nooks and crannies of his villa, of his home. I can't talk. And it was wonderful. But anyway, so I'm back home now, and I'll just leave it out there that work is still crazy, and I'm trying to just ignore the circumstance that is going on at the moment and wait until there are some other things that are happening that I'm going to see if that smooths out at all. But I have started looking at listings within Walmart, within tech, to see if there's, you know, anything else that I might want to do. But for now, I'm just kind of proceeding as if everything is okay. And we'll see what happens there. But other than work, Pride 48's chugging along. So when you're hearing this, you will see that the excursions have been added to the website. I hope. I haven't looked yet. So we have on Friday, I'm really excited about this. So it's like a cooking class where we all learn how to cook a Cajun meal of some sort. I believe Joey had said pralines or pralines as part of it. And then you eat what you cook. And that's going to be something that we do on Friday. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a cemetery tour that's a air-conditioned bus. They take you around to the various cemeteries. They tell you a bunch of history. You can BYOB. So you can bring your own alcohol, bring your own beer, whatever. And so that's going to be really cool as well. Those should be on the website, and I believe both of them are around $30, $33, $35, something like that. So there is a cutoff for those of July 31st, which I know is not very long for people to get their money submitted and all that. If for some reason you want to do those and you don't have the money right now, please just let me know. Email adam@pride48.com. And we can reserve you a spot, and then, you know, you can pay later if you need to. But the cutoff is July 31st. There's going to be a newsletter that goes out tonight that says all that information. So I've been getting ready for Pride 48. I ordered the lanyards. I ordered the bags. And I've done all of that. Now I've got to start making the script for Auntie Vera for the podcasting stuff, you know, for the actual live podcasting, because Auntie Vera, we give him a script. And so I need to do that. I've got to rent my van for driving down there. And I've got to start doing some packing with all the cables and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm ordering some crates. Last year I used a big, huge, it's a Pelican suitcase. So Pelican is a brand for like when you really need a hard case to carry camera equipment, audio equipment, anything like that. It's like a tough, hard plastic. I don't know. They're warrantied, all this kind of stuff. And I've got a huge one, like a really huge one that I actually mailed to Las Vegas 1 year. And it's super big though. And so it took up most of the room in the van last year, or in the SUV. So I decided this year I'm going to buy a bunch of, And they're not that expensive, but those collapsible milk crate things. Sorry, Sydney is, I don't know what Sydney's doing. She's freaking me out. Anyway, so the last time she was in here with me alone, she tried to eat a nail. And I, for 2 or 3 days, I was worried she'd have a nail in her stomach. So I'm just trying to keep an eye on her. But anyway, so I'm going to try these collapsible milk crate type things because I think I can stack them on top of each other and stuff. And I think they'll take up a little less room than that big suitcase. So I've got to start doing that. I've got to order that. And then I've got to start packing. And there's just a million things. So Pride 48 is in full force for New Orleans. And I'm super excited about it. But there's just, you know, a lot to do around this time of year. But not only that, I'm in a musical again, which everyone knows. Anytime they ask me to be in a musical, I love playing my trumpet in a musical. And so I always say yes. And of course, I said yes. And this is Annie. And I've never played Annie. So I was looking forward to that. And so our rehearsal started on last Saturday. So today is Monday when I'm recording this, and rehearsal started on Saturday. And it's, you know, there's a few challenging bits to it, but for the most part, it's not that bad. And it is enjoyable. I'm enjoying the music and I like the cast. I think they're doing a good job. The children are funny. And the woman who's playing I can't remember her name. I've only seen it once because yesterday was our tech rehearsal. So I've literally only seen the full thing one time. And the one who plays the orphanage person. Anyway, she's really good. She's funny and she really acts. She's really acting the part really well. I really enjoy her rendition of that. And Annie is good. And so, I'm enjoying that. But the problem is that we had rehearsal Saturday. We had rehearsal Sunday. We have rehearsal tonight, Monday night. We have rehearsal Tuesday night. We have rehearsal Wednesday night. We have an open dress rehearsal on Thursday night where we can invite friends and family. And then Friday we have our opening night. Saturday we have a performance. Sunday we have a performance. And then for the next 2 weekends after that, we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is always the same every time we have a musical. But I'm trying to finish up Q2, quarter two at work, and get ready for Pride 48, and I've got this musical going on. So it's just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, Mark said to me, sometimes I'll complain. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I've got so much to do. And he'll say back to me, well, you're the one that decides you want to do all of these things. You could say no. You could just like not do the things that you've committed to. And but I love all those things. I wish I had like 48 hours in each day because then I could get so much more done. But for whatever reason, I don't. And so I've always overcommitted my whole life. It's just, it's a thing. Oh my gosh. Sydney is barking and I can't stop the record. Sydney, hush. So probably Mark came home. So anyway, I'm quickly recording this. So Saturday we had our rehearsal and it was just the orchestra and that went fine. That was pretty quick. We did 9 a.m. to noon and we even finished early because we got through everything we got through everything by like 11:30. And then Mark and I had a bunch of work I had to do because again, Q2 ending and I have a bunch of coding that I've committed to. So I had to do that. And then we did go out to dinner Saturday night and then came right back home and I had to keep working. And then Sunday was church and I play trumpet in church as well. So I played in church and then the rehearsal was at 1:30. Well, then we had a Pokemon community event sort of thing. And so I went straight from rehearsal to Bentonville Square to play Pokemon, which is a fun thing, I understand, but it was like 100 degrees outside, at least it felt like it, and very humid. And so we're wandering around trying to catch shiny, what was it, Mudkip. And it was super hot. We're both sweating. I had sweat like rolling down my back, down into my ass crack, because that's what happens when I get hot. And then we did that. Well, I had to leave early, come home, set up the DVR so that I could watch Big Brother. I watched Big Brother. As soon as Big Brother is over, I had to come up here, record the intro for Butt First Podcast, which is my Big Brother podcast, and then call everyone, and then we did a Butt First recording. And after that, I had to edit it and post it, and then it was bedtime. So, and then today I worked. I'm recording this really quick. I'll edit it and put it out. I have to change clothes because we're getting photos tonight for the cast and orchestra for the newspaper or whatever. And I have to go straight to rehearsal. And then, anyway, it's just going to be super hectic. So I'm going to try to get every day this week. We'll see how it goes. But there you go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.